We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Duck Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Richardson, another open three. Good.
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
I hope everybody's got their headache medicine today, because it is a Friday edition of Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It is a Friday. We do have two cancellations around Pac-12 football to tell you about. It does influence our North Fork Public House picks. But we, of course, still have Oregon and Washington State coming up on the road. The Ducks will face the Cougars here coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. That means a 2 o'clock pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network with Terry Johns. And Jerry Allen and Mike Jorgensen join me today virtually via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. It is Friday the 13th in 2020. That's all I'm going to say about that. The Ducks, though, will play tomorrow. That is the plan. And I do want to say before, guys, we talk picks and have some fun, some serious things happening today. Everybody, please grab your masks and adhere to those new state guidelines that have come out from Governor Brown's office today. It's not just sports. Let's do what we can to stop the spread. And also, back to sports for a moment, if we can stop the spread, then hopefully we can have you all back in Autzen Stadium, Matthew Knight Arena, soon. A two-week freeze on many activities for Oregon today, so get your information. Man, this has been a wild year, and it's going to keep going. But we still have football for now, and we still have our, I'll call it at least a little bit of a happy distraction. Mike Jorgensen is smiling as I say that, and Jorgie, is it a happy distraction?
Football, and yes, yeah, heck yes. Anybody that can play safely, obviously, It's still a nice distraction to have along with the Masters. There's no doubt about that. Having those two going at the same time and having game day actually at the Masters. That's cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. But yeah, glad that things are still going well for some of the teams, and hope those that are having cancellations takes place that, to get things under control and everybody safe, obviously.
No doubt about that. Jerry Allen, the voice of the Ducks, also with us. We're going to make some North Fork Public House picks. Jerry, as we head into this matchup with Washington State, what are you thinking about? Some keys to victory for the Ducks. What do you think, Jerry?
Thinking about being down by one.
Wow! Wow!
It's already started. Wow! I guess I did take some cheap shots at you last week, though, so it's all
wow.
Right. I'll just say this first. We have made it so far this year. We're going to be okay. We're going to come out the other end of this. I think that's the message that I hope that, you know, our leaders will continue to say is, you know, wear your mask, do all those things. But we're going to be okay. We're going to come out the other end if we are just smart. We're so close to it. So I'm pretty optimistic. I'm hopeful. I'm feeling good that we're going to get there. Football wise, wow. New coach, new offense. Although Oregon has got a game under their belt, and we know that the offensive line can perform. Well, that was a big question going in. How close to good as last year's offensive line were they going to be? I thought they were pretty close. Quarterback, Tyler Shuck, wow. And the defense is solid. They made some adjustments early and turned out okay. So it's going to be a tough ball game because it's on the road, but there's no crowd yelling in here. And Joey, Jorgie, I think that's a big, big advantage to Oregon.
I do too. I know that everybody is going to have to deal with that, but going on the road, I mean, you're still staying in a hotel, you're still traveling, you're still doing all those things, but not having the 33,000 screaming Cougar fans has got to help you a little bit, right, Jorgie?
Yeah, and right on top of you in that stadium, too. I mean, in Martin Stadium, not being the biggest, but it's a great little place to play football, particularly if you have a good team and the crowd is filling that place. And they tend to do that when Oregon comes to town. So, you know, visiting teams this year, I don't want to say they have an advantage, but they certainly don't have a disadvantage. There's no doubt about that. So I think it's a great position to be in.
For the Ducks, one of the keys that I have, guys, is just how do you contain a great freshman quarterback who we saw on display against Oregon State and Jaden Delora. And also, I should say, Matt Chasnow, voice of Washington State, is going to join us later on the show to really dive into this matchup. But, Jorgie, I'll go to you first as the former quarterback yourself. I mean, he looks like the real deal in his freshman start.
Yeah, I don't know if you necessarily can outright contain a guy like that. You got to continue to attack on defense, as you always do. Oregon has some tremendous athletes at all positions to be able to counter a guy like that. You just have to be disciplined. And that's what the coaches teach these guys, is you got to have really good eye discipline, particularly when you're in zone defense. Obviously, man-to-man, you're running with people and you're never looking at the quarterback. But discipline is going to be a key in this game because of Max Borgie, because of Delora, because of four outstanding receivers, and because of a QB that's pretty stinking good for his true freshman, for his first game in particular.
On Max Borgie, the great running back for Washington State, did not go last week against Oregon State, and we'll be asking Matt Chasnow about that coming up if we have an update on Max Borgie. But I'll tell you, McIntosh, in his stead, looked pretty darn good against the Beavers. This is a different offense. You know, Jerry, we were talking about that on the coaches' show. You and Jorgie were, and it is a little bit of a different offense. It's not the air raid that we're used to with Washington State anymore.
No, it's not. There are some similarities, though. I mean, it's an offense that you can run or pass, and they can do both efficiently. And, you know, the air raid was, you know, part of their run game was predicated on getting the ball into the hands of receivers quickly and then letting them run. So this is going to be more of two wideouts running patterns with a back and a quarterback that's pretty mobile. I think communication and, as Jorgie mentioned, discipline is going to be very, very important. If their receivers are very good route runners, advantage Washington State. But I just think that Oregon's secondary and defense is so veteran from last year with the additions that they'll be able to handle this, quote, new offense. And it's not really new. It's been around for a long time.
We're going to find out what the Ducks look like on defense without Verone McKinley in the first half in this game, too. Jordan Happel, I feel like that's going to be a big key for him. Bennett Williams, some other names that could step up in Verone McKinley's absence.
Yeah, I thought about that today, too, Joey, just from the standpoint of, you know, playing against the four wideout look, whether it's trips to one side or twins on each side. You know, you want four good cover guys. And Verone McKinley, even as a safety, a lot like Javon Holland was last year, you can match up one-on-one on wideout type of guys and play just as good as a corner. So a guy like that that's a vet, that's a good coverage guy, that has a nose for the football, I think they're going to miss him in the first half, frankly. But Jordan Happel and Bennett and some of those guys that played last week, I think that was valuable playing time that they got, unfortunately, because Verone was out. But the corners are going to have their hands full. They're going to have their hands full, and I think they're up to the challenge, absolutely.
Before we make some North Fork Public House picks, I am curious, guys, just your thoughts on kind of exercising the demon of that 2018 game up there in Martin Stadium. I mean, the guys who played in that game that are still on this roster, they remember they had kind of a sour taste in their mouth. Nick Pickett said that this week, Jerry. I mean, I feel like that's at least something that's on my mind, to kind of exercise that demon, if that is a valid phrase for what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've never been a big guy to say I'm going to go into this game and try to get revenge for what happened last year, 2 years or 3 years ago. It's like, you know, mentally you're getting ready for the game and your job and what you've got to do. There's so much that goes into preparation. And then in the game, your reads and everything that's going on, maybe it's a little bit of motivation during the week getting ready. But once you hit the field, it's like, you know, that stuff's not in your head. I think they need to be, as I mentioned, discipline. Got to get pressure, Jordy, on the quarterback. I mean, you don't want to give him time with that, you know, wideouts, either three or two and two, and a running back that can't catch ball. You need to get some pressure on the quarterback this week.
Oregon, Washington State. It's become a very, very intriguing matchup over the last few years. If it's as stressful as it was last year, then we're in for a very stressful broadcast at 4 o'clock coming up tomorrow. We're gonna make our North Fork Public House picks, guys. Stick with us. A quick timeout. I do want to answer a couple questions as best I can. I see Brian and Ian have been asking about it in the comments. With the new restrictions that begin on Wednesday per the governor's office, and with the travel advisory that has been issued by the West Coast states, I know people are wondering what's going to happen and how does that affect football. The short answer is I don't know, and I am so far down the totem pole. I'll speak for all of us that are in this conversation right now. We are so far away from the people that make those decisions, and I don't envy those people that are having to make those decisions right now, that at the end of the day we just don't know, and fans will keep you updated as best we can. Did I miss anything, Jerry?
You covered everything that we know, which is nothing.
He's Jerry Allen, joined by Mike Jorgensen. I'm Joey Mack. Scott Phillips is here for some reason as well. A quick timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Matt Chazanow, voice of the Cougs, and we'll make some Pac-12 weekend picks on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack, welcoming you back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm inside the Country Financial Studio. Jerry and Jorgie are live with us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. And it's time for our North Fork Public House picks, open for dine-in and takeout, northforkeugene.com. Remember to support those local businesses. Get your takeout as best you can. Jerry and Jorgie, well, the world has officially turned upside down for more ways than one. But Mike Jorgensen is in the lead in picks for the first time in about 3 years.
Mike Jorgensen. Doesn't he fall off the chair? Okay.
Thanks. For those of you who are not watching the show, you didn't see Jorgie spin in celebration. So we had two games canceled last week, Arizona and Utah and Washington and Cal, as we know. Well, USC got it done, oddly. And UCLA, we all picked UCLA, including the coin. That was a terrible pick. And then Washington State, Jorgie, the lone pick of the Cougars. He said he couldn't take the Beavs, and so as a result, Jorgie with two correct picks. And Jerry, myself, and the coin, all with one correct pick. That means that Mike Jorgensen has to pick first. We've got Utah and UCLA and Cal and Arizona State, unfortunately, off the board, as those games have been canceled this week. So three games to pick. One of them is the lead-in to the Oregon and Washington State game on Fox. 12:30, number 20 USC visits Arizona. It'll be the first game for Arizona where USC is a big favorite. Jorgie, who's winning?
I go with a big favorite. I just don't think Arizona's there yet. And USC, frankly, will get better. I don't think they played very well last week. As you said, Joey, at the very beginning, they got very fortunate to win that game. Very, very fortunate to win that game against a good Arizona State team. So I don't think that was any type of surprise that it was as close as it was. But Arizona's nowhere near Arizona State. So I'm taking the Trojans in this one.
Yeah, I like the I like the Trojans too. And so now I think I picked next, and then it would be – hang on. Now I got to think about this. I think was Jerry behind the was no. Jerry behind the coin last year? Jerry tied the coin last year. So what's our policy here? I think Jerry has to pick before the coin. Do we all agree?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm taking USC. I don't know, honestly, I don't know enough about Arizona's defense to trust them. And I think USC's offense is, we'll see. I mean, they didn't play all that great last week, but I think they'll get better, like Jorgie said. I'm gonna take the Trojans. Jerry, what do you think?
Well, if USC gives Arizona a chance, they'll take advantage of it. They got one of the better DBs in the conference. He's a senior, he's a veteran, and that's going to help him. But it's Arizona's first game. They didn't play last week. USC's got a game on him in experience and no Arizona crowd there. So, you know, it's got to be USC easily.
No call on Schooler either. No.
Yeah. Oh, that's a huge point.
All right, USC it is. The coin, unfortunately, I'm still flipping the dollar coin. I don't even know where this came from. Jerry, was this your old, like you brought this in as a backup and it's been on my desk for 3 years ever since?
Yes, that's my dollar. I don't have no idea really, but I'm going to claim it. It's money.
I'm pretty sure, I know I've got a backup quarter also. That I think is a State of Oregon quarter. Yeah, it is. State of Oregon quarter, actually, just in case for a backup.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
The flip, that's tails. I just want to hear tails. Well, you can't even really see it on the camera. But it's tails. That's the road team in USC. The next game on the docket, gentlemen, also at 12:30, this one on ESPN, Colorado and Stanford. Looks like the Cardinal at home, more than a touchdown favorite, Jorgie.
Hmm.
I defer my pick. Nobody used their deferral last week. I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Nobody used a deferral.
I never did. Did I?
No.
I never did. Did I? All right. I'm going to go here and say it was a shootout for Colorado last week. I was surprised, clearly, since we all picked UCLA, that Colorado was able to win that game. I think Stanford, though, there's no way Jet Toner misses four field goals again, right? And it looks like Stanford might be a little bit deeper at some positions. How about that? I like Stanford here. I think Stanford wins at home, but I think it's going to be a close game. I think that you could see this come down to, you know, a 28-24 kind of a contest. I'm going to take Stanford. Jerry?
Well, this is a tough one because, you know, Stanford basically is getting, you know, 7.5 for being at home, well, with no home crowd. I'm not sure if that's part of that. Colorado really balanced offense, throwing the ball, running the ball. They were very good. The question is UCLA really that bad? That was what makes this game for me tough to pick. Is UCLA that bad or is Colorado really pretty good? Colorado had the ball for 39 minutes,
yeah.
UCLA 20 minutes. I think UCLA is that bad. I don't think Colorado is that good. I was impressed with Stanford last week. Being on the road, first game, I'm going to pick Colorado.
Look at that.
Colorado.
I think Colorado is a balanced, difficult team to defend, and Stanford is good, but they're still trying to find themselves.
Heads for the coin. That would be the home team in Stanford. Mike Jorgensen.
Man, I tell you, I just thought Jerry was going to go with Stanford. And then I was just going to pick with everybody else to maintain my one-game lead. And Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, I don't think UCLA is necessarily a bad team. They turned the ball over a bunch at the beginning of that game and gave Colorado the short field to be able to establish the lead, and then it was a little too little, too late to be able to catch up. Chip Kelly, he knows as well as I do, he doesn't care about the clock. The clock means nothing. He never did when he was here, so he doesn't care about it as long as you score points. Think about it, they scored 42 points, I think, in 21 minutes. I mean, that's crazy. So I don't think UCLA is that bad, but at the same time, I think Stanford – played pretty well last week, Jerry. I agree with that. I think they played pretty well. Now they get Davis Mills back. They get some guys back. I think they believed in themselves a little bit last week. Jet Toner missing four field goals really changes the whole complexion of that game. Even
no doubt,
if he'd have made three out of four, he still changes the complexion of that game. They had a couple of opportunities at interceptions that they didn't take advantage of. I think Colorado's better than people think, but I think Stanford is a little bit better than Colorado at home. And home field's really not an advantage there anyway because they only get like 15,000 yeah. people normally. So I'm taking Stanford.
All right. That's a split. So a chance for a big move up from Mike Jorgensen or not.
I'd like to take advantage of my opportunity to change my pick.
Cheering.
That sucks.
Didn't you text it before too? We used to do that. Now we used to do that.
Then we said, no, you can't do that anymore. Also, as the record keeper, I don't like when we did it that way because it was more work for me. Just being
okay,
honest.
We're going to do it that way then.
Yeah, I figured, being honest. All right, so we got next, of course, Oregon State and Washington. 8 o'clock on Fox Sports 1, guys. Washington, a big favorite. But who's going to play quarterback, and what's that offense going to play?
Who'd the coin pick for the Colorado Stanford?
You should have been paying attention. Jorgie, make your pick.
Oh, so you're not going to tell him, and then you're asking me a question? Is that what this was? You're not going to tell him, and then you're asking me. I'm taking the Huskies, so I'll answer my question.
Okay, fair enough.
And, Washington, anxious to play football, no doubt about it. Regardless of who they play at quarterback, I think they're just a better team. I think they're a better defense, frankly, than what Oregon State faced last week with Washington State. And Washington State has some good defensive players. Don't get me wrong. That's who the Ducks are taking on this weekend. But Onzerike and obviously Molden and some of those others, it's going to be a really tough road to hoe for Oregon State. Particularly, that's not a real confidence builder when you're optimistic, thinking you can get a win right off the bat at home. And Washington State had a 28-7 lead on you before you knew anything about it. So I'm taking Huskies in this one.
Yeah. Can I just say Ibid? Like just what he said. I think the defense is the difference. I think the Huskies are better defensively. Huskies are going to win the game. Jerry Allen?
Well, you know, they only had five starters back on defense, and there's some good names there, but only five starters. Only four guys back on offense. A new coach, and this is Washington's first game of the year. They haven't played yet.
Then take the Beavers.
All that being said, I'd like to defer my pick to next week. Oh, wait, that's not one of the rules, is it? No, I'm going to pick Washington. I that first week I thought Oregon State would give me.
Scott Phillips just threw the flag, and if you were here, it would have hit you right on the nose.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's good. I'm glad I wasn't there. No, I thought the Beavers would be better last week at home than they were.
I did too.
So that was a little surprising. But even given that Washington's coming out of the gate, really to me an unknown. New coach, not a lot of returning starters on either side of the ball. They're at home, and it's their first game. We'll see. But I'm still going to pick them because the Beavers didn't show me much last week.
I agree. Coin flip. That's going with Tails. Tails would be the road team. Ooh. Coin takes the Beavers. Jerry, to be honest with you, Stanford was the pick for the coin. So you got that.
Keeping track here.
So you got
that
going
for
you.
Not that I don't trust
you, but. You have access to the same spreadsheet that I'm using.
I know. You've never noticed. I've changed it a few times, but that's okay.
That was good.
Georgie wasn't really the loser last year. I did that.
I give Jerry a lot of credit. I give Jerry a lot of credit. All right, fellas. Well, looking forward to talking with you in the press box coming up. Boy, tomorrow, 2 o'clock pregame, 4 o'clock kickoff, Ducks and Cougars on the Palouse. Jerry Allen, Mike Jorgensen, thank you, gentlemen.
You betcha. Till Chaz, high for us.
We'll do. Absolutely will do. Up next, Matt Chazanow, the voice of the Cougars. We'll get the view from the other side and his keys to the game as we learn about the Cougs. That's next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Insider presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. And joining us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line is the one, the only, Matt Chazanow. He is the voice of the Washington State Cougars. And thank you, Scott. He does deserve an applause. I have to start, though, with a little bit of background on our man Chaz, because I hope that he still holds a special place in his heart for the Ducks, except on Saturdays, or maybe it's a Thursday or something when the Ducks and Cougars play. Could be a Friday. I don't know. It's basketball season. He used to be the network manager for the Oregon Sports Network. So, Chaz, I hope that you still have a special place in your heart for the Duckies, and thanks for being with us, buddy.
Always. Look, Pacific Northwest rivalries are heated but civil. You know, we all have intertwining tentacles in various ways. So, you know, aside from the struggles of having to deal with Jerry Allen from time to time, everything's great between, you know, Cougs, Ducks, Chaz, Joey, the whole thing crossing over. That's the only hard part.
I don't know if fans feel the same way we do, but I always love the trip to Washington State. It's always good to see you guys when you guys come down. Tell Jerry Kylo, of course, who is arguably the best engineer in the country, that we love him, because he's made me sound a heck of a lot better than I deserve when he's engineered for me in the past. So be sure
Jerry's,
to pass on.
Jerry's our All-American. He's our offensive line. You know, he's the guy who blocks for us and gets no statistics behind the scenes, and he's our guy. He's fantastic.
That is a perfect description, and I'm going to steal that forever of what a good engineer is. Thank you, Chaz.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, they're the blockers. Yeah, absolutely. Right. All-American.
Matt Chazanow, the voice of the Cougars, is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at @M_Chaz. He'll have the call on the WSU side coming up from Martin Stadium. It's going to look a little bit different, Chaz. My first question for you is, how white is it going to be at Martin Stadium? And how weird is it going to be that there's no fans there?
Not terribly white. I think the rain is coming down, and it's kind of washing away some of the snow. It's going to be kind of sleety and nasty and very, really windy.
Even worse.
Yeah, I actually think the players would rather just snow. Yeah, it's gross. And then in terms of weirdness, I would put it somewhere on a scale of 1 to 10, around like 11 to 15. You know, empty stadium, cardboard cutouts. There's some big tarps that are going to be TV visible on the north side of the field, which is the far side if you're in the press box area where the cameras are facing, and fans will see some sponsors, some of the bigger sponsors on some big tarps there covering up some seats. But the weirdness factors through the roof. I mean, there's no band, there's policy directed, decibel limited, mm-hmm. crowd noise being pumped in.
75 decibels.
Right, the whole thing. I think they can go higher on touchdowns, yep. like when the play's dead and whatever. Yeah, that's all happening. So strange times.
I can't say it again. I can't say it enough. It's just odd. It's strange. It was really weird. Your description of Martin Stadium is exactly pretty much how I would describe Autzen Stadium here. All right, hey, so we know that it's a new coach, obviously, got his first win, Nick Rolovich. Tell us about what it's like working with Coach Rolovich, and just how excited are fans that he has taken up the mantle of the head coaching position? Because it seems like he still has a little bit of personality like the elder guy did.
Oh, he's got a ton of personality. Yeah, this is not your coach speak press conference. This is a guy in a creative hat with a candid, honest response, and a guy who's unafraid to say what he feels and say what he thinks. And I think that's the part that's really consistent with Mike Leach. I mean, Coach Leach is not afraid to be, he's not guarded. You know, if you almost have to be careful what you ask Coach Leach, because he's going to respond,
yeah.
you know, and with Coach Rolovich, I've noticed the same spirit of you will get a real answer. Now, there's some things he's not able to answer, be
right.
it for privacy, competitive advantage, and maybe something he doesn't want to answer. But he's great, and he's a really nice guy, and he's intense in his own way. I've found a lot of the Hawaiian coaches or the Polynesian coaches, guys from the islands, who have aloha spirit or have – the culture that is associated. Joe Salavea was here for a long time. There's no lack of intensity. There's no lack of energy, but they do it all with a smile on.
Yeah.
You know, they have a certain disposition. Jack Thompson is this way, the throwing Samoan, the great QB for the Cougs. Not that I mean to lump all of them in together, but Nick Rolovich, having spent a long time on the islands, has sort of that same demeanor where he's not, it's not unimportant. It's not, there's no lacking in detail, but the seriousness comes with a positivity and a smile on that seems consistent with that culture in a great way.
Speaking of questions that he may not want to answer, and a question that I'm sure both fan bases would like to me to ask. How's Max Borgi, and are we going to see him on Saturday?
I think that I need to wait till warm-ups, and I'll shoot you a text. How about
deal.
That?
I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't want to. In all honesty, I don't want to say the wrong thing, and you know, I'll feel silly if I say he's out again, and there he is warming up on Saturday. I don't think I'll know until warm-ups. I haven't heard. You know, I'm not answering the question. I have not heard. I don't even really know specifically what it is with him that's going on. So, other than it's not COVID, I know that.
That's good.
Yeah, he does not have COVID. That's not the issue. So, we may see him in warm-ups. You know, I don't know. Dion was really good, and Juvenzely Bazil and Clay Markoff are the full depth of the running back roster. There's another guy, actually, Nick Rolovich recruited at Hawaii, Penny Naulu, who was a linebacker here last year, and he's flipped to running back. He was actually recruited to the Warriors as a running back, so that would be the he's just practice squad right now, kind of figuring it out. But that's the full-depth running back, and we just saw Deion, really, last week, and he played great.
You mentioned Deion McIntosh. If my math is correct, he had more rushing yards against the Beavers in that win last week than he did all of last year. And kind of a cool story, coming from Notre Dame, has paid his dues, East Mississippi Junior College, now getting a chance to be on display. Tell us about him. I mean, he seems like a guy that could be a real key in this matchup tomorrow.
I think he could be. He's really good. I mean, he was not used a lot in the air raid in this way. He didn't run a lot. No one ran a lot. Some ran a little, and that was Max Borgi. But
right.
Deion caught 6 balls for 93 yards at a touchdown last year against the Beavers. I mean, he had big games. If you go back to 2017, when he was a redshirt freshman for Notre Dame, he was a third-string back and really probably being groomed to be the Notre Dame starter. A couple injuries. One of their starters went out with dehydration, I think, against the North Carolina Tar Heels. It probably means he was just cramping up. And he had a monster game. He had like 150 yards and 2 touchdowns as a true freshman in a big game. He's really good. I'm not surprised that he had a big game against Oregon State. I wouldn't be surprised if he has big games week in, week out. He's a redshirt senior. He's really experienced. He's worked his tail off. You mentioned the JUCO route and all that comes along with that. He's got a good frame. He's fast. He showed the ability to get yards after contact against the Beavers in a defense that really struggled last year that's supposed to be better this year. You know, I think TBD, it's also hard to tell with everything going on with COVID and opt-outs and transfers and all that's going on. But their linebackers are really good. You know, Hamiko Rashid and Omar Spates and all that those guys are. And the Cougo line and Deion McIntosh did really well. So I think it's a testament to how good McIntosh really is.
Matt Chazanow, our guest, voice of the Cougars. There's been a lot of talk about the run and shoot, how it compares to the air raid, how it doesn't compare to the air raid. I'm sure you've examined this ad nauseum by now. I'm going to ask you the same question, though. What's this offense look like?
It's similar in that the personnel and the pre-snap formation is relatable. So if you were to go triple option, for instance, and you went air raid to triple option, you have completely eliminated 15 Scholly wide receivers and you know, 3 Scholly quarterbacks, because you just need basically 3 running backs. And that's a completely different change in terms of personnel. That's not the case here. So often, not always, but often in the air raid, it's 4 wide receivers and a running back, and it's out of the shotgun. That's the base set for the run and shoot. So right away, you can take one scheme and match it up pre-snap to another. After that, it's very different. You don't have the running back catching a lot of balls. It is truly the run and shoot. So 50-50 pass run split last game, 33 passes, 30 runs. I asked Coach Rolovich on the coach's show if that was indicative of what to expect moving forward as we kind of learn about the system. And he said partly game flow, but that's not wildly unique for the run and shoot. That's going to happen. And so you've got a quarterback open to run. You know, Mike Leach does not want his quarterback running. You have 4 wide receivers in the run and shoot who are going to push vertically. That's not an air raid consistency.
Right.
Happens sometimes, but it's usually because a short pass popped for a big play. This is running the ball and then pushing the ball deep downfield, and it was successful against the Beavers.
Jaden Delara has a cool story too, and I'm just going to throw a few names at you, Chaz, because they'll be close to the Oregon fan heart. Marcus Mariota, Jeremiah Masoli, Tua Tagovailoa, and now Jaden Delora. There's a consistency there that it's kind of a cool story, I think, in this matchup. So two-part question, that story, and then also Jaden Delora. He sure looked good against the Beavs.
Yeah, powerhouse program, incredible history. Utah had a quarterback arsenal from St. Louis. Jason Gesser was the quarterback at St. Louis. Co-OC for the Cougs right now, Craig Stutzman, who was Gesser's high school wide receiver, and wow. Rolovich's college wide receiver, went to St. Louis High School, and it's an absolute powerhouse program on the islands. The quarterbacking position for St. Louis for that program is widely regarded as a D1 Power 5 ticket. You know, it's going to be recruited by the likes, like Delora was, Ohio State, USC, Washington State, Oregon. So he's been in competition against the highest of high-level recruits from Hawaii at that powerhouse program. That said, even for a true freshman, even by whatever realistic expectations one could have for a true freshman, he probably exceeded them in the game in Reser. It was his first game since high school. He came early. He had no spring ball. He's had minimal fall camp and all that this has been, which probably affects a guy like Abe Lucas, the All-American level right tackle, the least. Not that it doesn't affect everybody, but he's been here for a long time. He's really experienced. You know, Jordan Scott,
right?
I would imagine you could take a schedule, move a game. He's good to go. You know, I don't know him personally. He's your guy. But he's just been around so long. He's the Pac-12 leader in defensive line starts right now. The guys you really worry about in this, I think, are the true freshmen or the younger guys who haven't played before. They don't know what to expect. And that's Jaden Delora. And maybe I'm thinking of it the wrong way. Maybe it's sort of an ignorance is bliss type deal, and he doesn't know any better, and it's all he knows. But kind of hard to imagine. I think that it's really a credit to him and his focus and his ability.
I think ignorance is often bliss, and it can be a positive until somebody wakes you up and you get informed. So, hey,
yeah.
You know, I'm all for it. It's a cool story, though, and a lot of different connections. I haven't yet asked you about the defense for the Cougars. I mean, what are the keys to the defense for the Cougs? What are they looking like this year?
They really struggled last year, and I think they're pretty open about that. You know, there are a lot of times in our roles, your role, my role, Jerry Allen, we're going to spit shine things for the kind of good of the image, good of the brand, sake of the program. Try not to do too much of that, but at some point back end of last year, you couldn't not.
Yeah.
And we just kind of said, well, it just was what it was. You know, they couldn't stop the run. CJ Verdell last year had his best game of his career. It was a little bit predictable, and I wasn't terribly shocked that Herbert completed four passes in a minute to lead you to a game-winning field goal. You know, the Cougar D could not get stops. They couldn't get stops against Utah. They couldn't get stops against UCLA. And they couldn't get key stops against Arizona State. And then they couldn't get Air Force off the field. And frankly, if they were a little bit better, last year's team's like a 10-win Cougar team.
Probably.
You know, it's a really, really good Cougar team with the best version of the air raid offense last year. I mean, they were really hard to stop. So this year, new DC, brand new defensive coaching staff. And I think a bit of a difference. I think the main difference is bigger D line, right? Couple JUCO transfers on the interior. Amir Crowder is 30 pounds or so up from last year. He's put on a lot of weight. And of all the guys on the defense, he didn't have a lot of statistics, and rarely do they on the interior of the defensive line. But I'm really, really happy for Amir. He was a big recruit out of Los Angeles, and he's a kid who started and played great and filled up gaps and had a few tackles. Brennan Jackson's big physical D end. D line's bigger, and you're seeing more on the edge because there's four as opposed to three. So it's 4-2-5 as opposed to 3-3-5. The Alex Grinch installation of the speed D, going to get a little bit smaller, going to get a little faster. I think that's kind of over. I think you're seeing a shift now to a more conventional, bigger D line, stop the run, and everybody now, the in vogue thing is, and maybe it's always been this way, they're just talking about it more, but trade sevens for threes, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can give yards up around the 40s because they don't score points, but stop in the red zone.
Yeah. If
you stop in the red zone, you're going to win games, and that's kind of the idea, especially now the way the games are officiated, and I see nothing wrong with this, but you get a lot more pass interference than you used to, you know, 30 years ago. There's not as much grinded out, very few 7-3 wins. Games are in the 20s and 30s and sometimes 40s.
Yeah, I always think about how the first matchup that Oregon ever won over Oregon State was 44-0, and that was in 1895. And
wow.
Then I don't think they combined to score 44 points in the next 10 games.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I couldn't have said that any better. That's well done. Matt Chazanel, the voice of the Cougars. A final question for you. Keys to the game.
McIntosh and Borgie and the Cougar running game. I mean, and I say that because of sloppy conditions, right? Sloppy and windy. What's it going to be like for a quarterback trying to put some air underneath it if a 20-mile-an-hour gust brings it north or south? I think that's tough. And that's not unique to Martin Stadium or anywhere else. Just any windy day, it's hard to throw the ball, and it's supposed to be really windy. Cougar line's so good. They are – that's the envy of Alabama. I mean, there's pros on that O-line. There isn't an O-line in America. There isn't a team that wouldn't love to have Washington State's O-line. In the last 3 years, that's Mike Leach's thing. So you've got premier talent on the Duck defense with Thibodeau and experience with Scott, and you got, you know, Mace Funa had a sack last year against – the Cougs, and Sewell and Flo are going to figure it out. You have 2 5-stars. They're backups, but they're probably not really. They're going to play a bunch. So the Cougar line kind of needs to do its thing, you know. And then off my head, I think that when run well, the RPO and you know, Moorhead scheme is tried, true, tested, and phenomenal. You're seeing it in the NFL. You saw it with Cam Newton. You saw McSorley and Barkley at Penn State. And there's a reason why Moorhead skyrocketed from Akron and Connecticut or Akron and wherever he was prior to that, I forget, Georgetown. You know, then got a head job in the SEC and won 8 games and won 6 games, went to 2 bowls. And now here he is. So figuring that out, you know, how do you stop a running quarterback who's really fast? Shuck looked really fast against Stanford and was completing passes, you know, credit to him. I know he's not a true freshman, but fairly comparable game to Delora, ran for a little bit more and played really well. And to me, it's the winner of one of those two, right? Like if you can make early RPO tackles on Shuck and kind of bottle that up, if you're the Cougs, you feel great about that. You know, they played better on defense than I think a lot of people were wondering, how's that going to go against Jamar Jefferson? He started to heat up late, but he couldn't do anything early. They got the Beavers into 3 and outs in the first quarter a bunch, and that's a huge credit to Jake Dickert, the new DC.
Matt Chazanel, great stuff, and great to catch up with you as always. He's the voice of the Cougars. You can follow him on Twitter at @M_Chaz. Always has the call on the Washington State side of things. And good luck at Martin Stadium. I'm sorry that we won't see you in person, my friend. It's just not going to be the same not having our pregame chat like we're used to.
Yeah, one time, one of my favorite moments pregame with you guys, I forget what year it was. It might have been the double OT game, that game and all that was.
Thanks.
You know, I almost missed my air time talking to you guys
the
hallway. Yeah, we talked for like 90 minutes. You know, I got a cup of coffee, got one of those little Dutch Bros coffees.
Yeah.
And like a, you know, cookie or something, classic broadcaster pregame play. And I'm walking down the hallway. And we start chatting, and, you know, 60 minutes flies by, which for anybody watching, listening, that's like 45 minutes longer, maybe 60. You know, if we really went 70 minutes, that's like 60 minutes longer than we should have gone.
Yeah.
We're pretty busy. Like we blew off quite a bit, figured out what was going on in the game, and just couldn't get enough of it. You know, I'll miss seeing you guys very much for all, not only that it isn't seeing you and it's great fun, but you know, the hits from this year just keep on coming. That's another one of them. I'm very grateful to be playing the game, and that's not something that Cal can say now 2 weeks in a row. Right. And I just think it's the whole thing's a gut punch for the football, but it being a microcosm of being unable to, you know, we're in a car of life here, and the tires keep spinning. There's mud flying up, and we're trying to get out of this thing, and we can't. And
yeah.
It's a bummer.
I'm with you. Matt Chazanow, voice of the Cougars, and then back to having a soft spot for the Ducks after this game ends on Saturday. Right,
always,
Chaz?
Always, of course. I'll say that on Duck Insider. I don't know if we'll say it after.
That's fine. That's fine. We know your audience, right? Know your audience. Matt Chazanow, voice of the Cougars, kind enough to join us. All right, more football talk, a little basketball. We're closing in on the season. That's next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Let's taste was as good as the original, maybe even better.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. As good as the original, maybe even better.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, some breaking news from the Pac-12 just now. Cal will play a game this weekend. Cal and UCLA scheduled for 9 a.m. on Sunday. The Pac-12 adapting quickly. Cal and UCLA will play on Sunday. I texted Jerry and Georgie. I got picks. I flipped the coin. Everybody took Cal. There you go. That also, though, does impact Oregon's game against UCLA. The conference announcing that now that will not be a Friday game next week. Instead, it will be played on Saturday. Time is still to be determined as of 1:51 in the afternoon. A lot of fast-moving updates for you and a fast-moving segment because we had so much fun. Spent 20 minutes talking with Matt Chazanow. A quick timeout, and we'll finish things up with some of the latest updates around the football landscape. We're back after this in the Country Financial Studio on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up. Bum, 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 bum. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle
can we get
up.
Some ice cream?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. All right, so a fast-moving day. Cal and UCLA set for Sunday at 9 a.m., which means the Oregon-UCLA game that was originally scheduled for next Friday at 7:30 will be played on Saturday, televised on the ESPN family of networks, but as of 1:54 in the afternoon where we're doing the show live, no game time yet for Oregon and UCLA. Our North Fork Public House picks wrapping up. Jerry, Jorgie, the Coin, and I all taking Cal in that edition. Whew. Fast-moving day. We'll keep you updated as much as we can. Hey, let's end today on a high note. Our friends at the William Valley Cancer Institute, normally for every home game, they would be recognizing a cancer survivor who we call our hero of the game. This week, we recognize Holly Stamper. We decided that, you know, hey, we don't have y'all in venue to stand up and cheer for these cancer survivors, so we should do it on the show. We'll keep the tradition going. And so Holly Stamper... standing applause for you. From her own biography, lives her life by looking for the bright spots. I absolutely love that. Extensive art training has taught her that there's always something bright in every dark place. When she was diagnosed with cancer in 2018, Holly was scared at first. However, she quickly got back to her art training and started looking for the bright spots. That's awesome. Holly Stamper, our William Valley Cancer Institute, fight like a duck, hero of the game. Deserving that standing ovation that normally all of those folks get at Autzen Stadium. That's a great way to end the week. GoDucks.com/sellout and GoDucks.com for your shout video submissions. Also for your fan cutouts if you want to get in. You got an extra day now. Saturday against UCLA.
I'm still looking
for mine. Yeah, that's right. Supposed to be in there against UCLA. Scott Phillips in the patented Stormtrooper look.
I don't know. I'm waiting to see it. Haven't seen it.
We'll find a way.
I got to talk to John Brewer about that.
We're going to find a way. Thanks to Matt Chazanow for taking the time. Also, Jerry and Jorgie are picks, and we got a game coming up tomorrow. 2 o'clock pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network when the Ducks face the Cougars. What a day. This really wasn't a normal Friday.
No.
Things moved fast today, and it's going to keep going that way. Everybody, Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
It's Friday the 13th in 2020. What else can we say? What else can we say? Ducks and Cougars tomorrow, though. A 4 o'clock kickoff, just after 4 o'clock kickoff on Fox. Jerry and Jorgie will, of course, have the call. I will be, you know, maybe I'll just roam around Autzen Stadium by myself just to have the feeling of being on the microphone, if you will. I don't know. It is going to be a little different, though. We'll be calling it remotely as the Ducks head to Pullman. Tonight, we will be calling it remotely. Jerry and Jorgie, though, as Terry John says, they could read the phone book, and they're so talented that it would sound good. That's true. We'll talk to you at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Ducks and Cougars. See you then.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.